script that I went home and I felt compelled, and I knew what I wanted to write about. I knew I wanted to write about bullying.
And were you already a writer at that point?
Yes. So I have been a writer for about 15 years now. I run a copywriting business in Toronto, Ontario, and it's through that business that I help other clients of mine bring their stories to life, whether it's their business or a personal story. I've ghostwritten books before, ghostwritten chapters for guest books and so forth. So I think that was also part of it where, you know, I had for so many years helped my clients bring all different kinds of stories to life in different ways and through different platforms. And I really wanted to do that for myself too.
So how did it go then from deciding that you wanted to write this book and then you realized what the theme was going to be or what the focus was going to be to actually having the discipline and sitting down and making it happen?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the discipline part of it, once I felt really compelled by what I wanted to write about, the passion and my experience with writing from that point really took me to the next step, which was really, you know, in all my spare time after I was finished with client work, be that on evening and weekends, you know, I would sit down and write and continue writing this book. And I think one of the most interesting parts about that experience for me, if I think back to that, was the fact that, you know, they say in the writing world, you're either a plotter or you're a pantser. So you either sit down before you're going to start writing your book or your masterpiece, and you say to yourself, here's exactly what I'm going to go through. Here's chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, et cetera. Or here are all the different sections and points I'm going to cover. With this book, I did not do that. I was a pantser, which is the type of writer who sits down and starts writing and literally lets that journey and that experience take you forward into something you don't know what it's going to be yet. So when I sat down and started writing, I didn't know that I was going to be touching on highly medical issues of what could happen after certain tragic experiences with bullying or physical assault. I didn't know that it was going to start touching on mental health issues. I just let the journey take me, and I let that experience guide me into all these different depths. And then, you know, finally at the end, this energy and positivity and inspiration and motivation that happens at the end into a message that is extremely important, I believe. And I would go so far as to say that I believe that this message that I'm trying to promote through this book by, you know, having readers read a story that will hopefully resonate with them in many different ways. One of which is I really want to touch on people's emotions. I want people to feel something when they read this book. And it does take you on that ride. And finally, you know, the message I'm really trying to promote is that it may not be the full solution and it may not be everything, but I believe that the first step that we need to take in order to combat bullying and mental health issues and struggles is to talk. We must take that first step, and that is to talk, because if we don't talk, whether we are the bully, whether we're the person being bullied, whether we're the one that's struggling mentally, or whether we're the one noticing a friend in trouble, if we don't take that first step to talk and communicate, no other progress can be made. And yet, if we do take that, then the possibilities are endless from that point.
So even though it looks at some very, or it includes some very real issues that you touched on there, bullying, mental health, and it's inspired by a true story, it's a fictional account. So how did you kind of come up with the characters that play so prominently in the book?
So yes, you know, Amanda Todd, it was her story that inspired me to write, but it is certainly not her story. However, you know, Carol Todd will tell you as well that it's definitely, it touches on certain similar experiences. And in terms of the main characters, when it came to setting the stage of those two main characters that start at high school together, they are really good friends, you know, going into high school together. I pulled a little bit from my real life feelings and experiences. So I had a next door neighbor who I could draw on those kind of experiences with so that I could really build up that friendship, build up that relationship so that it would feel real to my readers. Having said that, no other part of the story is true. It's really just sort of setting that stage and setting that relationship. So I was thinking back to those moments. And in some moments, the way that I describe the high school is the way that my high school looked. So certain things like that I pulled from real life experiences, again, just for that realism and that impact. From that point forward, it's a fictional story that came to me that I took this writing journey in order to create.
And I understand that before it was published, before it came out, you did reach out to Amanda Todd's mom, to Carol Todd. What was her reaction to what you had written?
Yes. So when it came time for me to put my novel into print, quite literally before I hit that submit button to my publisher, I paused and I thought, I became very much consumed by this idea that I might be able to honor Amanda's name. And so I reached out to Carol Todd, first through the Amanda Todd Legacy Society, which I was already familiar with. It was difficult to sort of get through to her from there. And it was actually my husband who said, you know what, why don't you try to find her on social media? See if you can reach out to her and privately message her on one of these platforms. And that's exactly what I did. It was through Facebook we initially connected. I found her, I messaged her, I told her exactly who I was and what I had written and what I wanted to do. I sent her a few sample chapters of the book, and I was absolutely thrilled when, you know, she got back to me. She said that she would be honored, and now my book is dedicated to my two children and to Amanda Todd.
And I understand parts of the proceeds will also help out the Amanda Todd Legacy Society?
That's absolutely right. So, you know, since that point where Carol and I first connected, you know, she had her silent auction that she held through the society in October. She asked if she could put a couple of the books in there. I was thrilled and honored to do that. That was great. And then it was after that that I reached back out to her, and now we're in this donation partnership where, yes, a part of all book sale proceeds will go to the Amanda Todd Legacy Society. And that makes me very happy, and it gives me an extra added meaning of purpose behind what I'm doing, you know, to know that I'm not only now spreading a message, not only trying to, you know, promote a book that I believe does carry with it that message, that weight to help people maybe get through a tough time in their lives. And it is covering two of the biggest social issues I think faced by our youth today right now, and that's bullying and mental health. And so the fact that it's now also giving back to a foundation that I know does so much incredible work right on the ground with other youth who are struggling either with mental health or with bullying, it just gives me that added sense of purpose behind what I'm doing.
And who do you think would benefit most from reading the book? What age group? Or is it for everybody?
So it's a little bit of both. I would say when I wrote it, and, you know, now seeing it in its finished form and getting feedback from readers so far, I do believe that it is best suited to 12 to 13 all the way through to 18 plus. Having said that, I have had people recently tell me that perhaps it might still be suitable for kids a little bit younger than that. So maybe grade 6, maybe even grade 5, you know, kids are growing up so fast these days. I think that if they would be able to read something like this, and if it could touch them in the way that I hope that it could, then perhaps that would be a great message before entering high school. And then beyond that, so far I've received very positive feedback from parents. It's really resonated with them because they have children, or also for people that maybe experienced something, some kind of adversity in high school, it resonates with them. And then teachers, educators, anti-bullying and mental health advocates and influencers all across the board, I think it really is for everyone. And I do think in some small way that a lot of people these days, no matter who you are, you might be able to resonate and relate and appreciate a book like this, just because we're seeing so much of this happen in real life right now. And it's heartbreaking. And I feel that as a society, I hope that we are moving towards some form of meaningful change.
All right. The book is called The Only Way Out. Can people buy it at all the regular places, or where can people get it?
You got it. Yes. Amazon, Indigo, two of the biggest outlets and easiest places in Canada, I would say. And there's also my website if you wanted to get more information, www.theonlywayoutnovel.com.
All right. Well, Katie, thank you so much for joining us and for talking more about this today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Jill. I really, really appreciate it. It's been an honor.
All right, that is Katie Cooperman. She is the author of a new book. Again, it is called The Only Way Out. You can get it at all of the regular places where you would purchase books. And it's about teens, it's about mental health, about bullying, and inspired by the death of Amanda Todd. We are going to take a short break. When